The stranger's uniform was ash and copper, marked with an unknown symbol on his chest. His brown, unruly hair was tied up with a string of deep green, the colour of time past. As the quarter approached, the officer lifted his head and they met his eyes. The luminous eyes of a light star. His face, however...
You!
Tay gasped in shock.
You! Is that true? How?
No way.
Nisteri muttered, suppressing the instinct to take a fighting stance as Tay and Hegel did. The officer stared at them curiously, but didn't move.
You!
Tay spoke slowly, his eyes fixed on the stranger.
You are Fatial, right? Fatial?
The officer shook his head, visibly confused.
Altaïs, to Agini Maya, Ia.
What?
Tay interrupted brusquely.
I don't understand.
My name is Altaïs,
the officer said in almost perfect Laerian, with only a slight hint of an accent.
However, some call me Fatial as well. I don't mean to be rude.
His grey eyes swept the squad.
But I cannot recall as being acquainted. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking?
It was the quarter's turn to trade baffled stares.
He can't be that Fatial if he doesn't recognize it.
Nisteri said doubtfully.
Are you trying to say that there are many Fatials out there and they all look the same?
Tay scowled.
Look at him. Just look at him. He must be the one. He just admitted it.
His tone grew hostile. The memory of their last fight, the blinding pain and the near death flashed fresh in his mind.
How did he get here?
Hegel slowly dropped his fighting stance and straightened up.
It can't be him,
he echoed.
His energy is not dark.
Must be a trap,
Tay growled, still fuming.
The Guardian wouldn't allow it,
Hegel insisted. A shadow of amusement flickered in Altaïs's eyes.
Must be a trap,
Tay repeated stubbornly. He measured the officer with a heavy look, anger brewing in him.
What are you doing here?
He asked through his teeth.
Our mission is strictly confidential.
Altaïs responded flatly, but a corner of his lip curled up, betraying his mood.
Enough!
Tay snapped.
He's mocking us. Now take that, you!
He raised his hand.
Tay, no!
Nisteri barred his way.
We don't know what's really...
Having a good time over there.
Antares's voice broke in, ringing with scorn.
Holy...
Guardian!
The quarter turned sharply to face the great stars and froze to attention.
Our apologies.
Tay dipped his head with all the earnestness he could summon. The foreign commander by Antares's side was tall and stern. The lowered hood on his silver-strewn uniform revealed a face that had seen many storms and many battles, and yet it was impossible to tell how old he was. His youthful stature contrasted with the touch of grey in his long black hair. The commander seemed unimpressed.
So that's the quarter,
he said to Antares and Ai softly, then shifted his gaze to Altaïs.
Te lovrai hiarine overte,
he added in an iron voice.
Dismissed.